Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
CBS Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger live from New York. And Jill, are you on the island or are you in the city?
I am on the island, as we speak.
Oh, and your Islanders shut out the Penguins for the first time since the mid-'80s on the island.
And, you know, I don't want to go crazy. This is such a how do you guys feel about this season? I just think it's a little bit weird.
I like
feels weird to me.
I like the late start, and I like the rivalry games, like the series.
Oh, see, I'm kind of getting like, because I feel like I don't know enough about the only way I really learn. I don't go deep into other teams except for like during family occasions, which are not happening anymore, and then I get schooled in this, right? I feel like that's when you learn about the other teams and you can respect other players. Anyway, the very best Islander game I ever saw, ever, was against the Penguins some years ago when it was just an amazing game and I got to see your team from the ice, and it was fantastic. It was a great game.
Wow. Well, someday, Jill, we promise, we're going to have you come to our city.
Yes.
And we'll work it out where you can visit when there's an Islander-Penguin game at PPG Paints Arena, and we'll make it a big deal.
That sounds great. So meantime,
maybe it'll
I got some more good news. And
get...
I got more good news for you today.
What do you got?
Now, I think that when I talk to economists, not to say that they're generally a happy bunch. You know, it's called the dismal science. But they seem pretty upbeat about 2021. And with this $1.9 trillion plan, maybe the whole thing won't get passed, but a lot of it will. They are telling me that this could be an extremely good year, kicking off a series of good years, leading me to wonder if we are now in the roaring 20s, which would certainly be better after the way it started this decade, right?
I wonder, though. I mean, I know that a lot of people are going to open up the economies in different states and things like that now, so it's expected a big bounce back. But that $1.9 trillion, that price, that's going to will that weigh heavily, though, on will that debt weigh heavily on us?
Well, I mean, look, you've got two choices that are not particularly good, mm-hmm. right? And one is that we make a mistake that we made back in 2008, 2009, which is we just did not put enough money into the recovery effort. And it basically took almost a full decade to recover from that recession. So that's one really bad decision that, you know, you say, oh, I don't want to do that again. However, you're right in that potentially if you unleash all of this money into the economy, and if this most of this gets passed, we'll be talking about $6 trillion in a year, essentially, that we could actually spur price increases or inflation. And that would be really good, really bad. And so you don't have a really good choice. And the question is, which is the better of the two? And I think most economists believe that spending too little in and having a bad economy for a longer time is really bad, and that we'd rather have inflation because at least there are tools to manage inflation, like the Federal Reserve.
I think just happened between last Monday and us talking to you now is we reached an all-time high. And I'm thinking people were wondering, how is that even possible?
Yeah. I mean, look, remember about the problem with investing is that it is you really have to suspend your on the ground feelings. And what I mean by that is that here we are on the ground. We know that, nearly enough people have been vaccinated. Right. We know that there are a lot of people out of work, 10 million people out of work. We know that the economy really did sputter last year. But if you're an investor, you care about those things, but they are not top of mind. Your top of mind as an investor is, hey, $6 trillion in 1 year, things are getting better. They point to all the reports. They're showing a lot of progress. In fact, you know, if we look at just where we were with personal income and spending in January, you look at those extra $600 stimulus checks, they really help propel the savings rate. And down the road, many people are going to say, I want to spend some of this money. I'm not going to save forever. You know, we Americans, we're not great savers. And that could be a very big wind at our backs. And, you know, essentially, I put it into an equation because I'm a nerd, which is federal spending plus warm weather plus pent-up demand plus pretty low interest rates means that we could be seeing a very big year here in this economy. Growth of about 6-7% on an annualized basis, which would be the best since the 80s.
On that note, you have a great week, Jill.
And the Islanders one. Did I mention that?
We know.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. Bye. I'm sure we'll play 80 more times, so we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
All right, Jill, you can go to Jill on Money, a great resource, CBS senior business analyst, Jill Schlesinger on KDK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.